Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Startup Business 101 podcast. I'm your host, John Reyes, here to guide you through the maze of entrepreneurship. Today, we are diving into the question that lingers in the minds of every budding entrepreneur. Is starting a business worth it? Many, the idea of starting a business is like standing at the threshold of a dream. It's filled with promise of freedom and the allure of making your mark, and of course, the potential financial success. But as those who have ventured down this path know, it also is paved with challenges, uncertainty, and hard questions. In this episode, we're going to peel back the layers of what it really means to start and run a business. We'll explore the exhilarating highs of being your own boss and the daunting lows of navigating the market uncertainties. This is for those who sketched a business plan on a napkin, for the night owls who stayed up late at night to research market trends, and for those brave souls who are about to leap into the entrepreneurial unknown. Join us as we discuss the reality of starting a business, the financial implications, the emotional roller coasters, and the personal transformation that comes with it. So whether you are a seasoned business owner or just starting to flirt with the idea of launching your own startup, this is the episode you must listen to. It's about understanding what lies ahead, weighing the risk against the rewards, and making an informed decision about this path and if it is right for you. Prepare to be inspired, informed, and maybe even surprised as we explore the compelling question, is starting a business worth it? Stay tuned, grab some coffee, and let's get started on another episode of Startup Business 101. When you think about entrepreneurship, the image that often comes to mind is a blend of excitement, innovation, and the allure of making it big. And yes, while it's true that starting a business is a roller coaster of challenges and learning curves, it's also an adventure packed with rewards that can be as satisfying as the last bite of your favorite dessert. The first and most talked about is the reward of financial potential. Unlike traditional jobs where your income is typically capped at a salary or an hourly rate, entrepreneurs open the door to virtually limitless earning potential. It's like unlocking a treasure chest where your hard work, creativity, and the savvy directly impacts how much gold you can find inside. But the reward of entrepreneurship goes beyond just financial gains. There's an immense satisfaction of bringing your ideas to life. Imagine watching a seed you planted grow and thriving into a tree. That's what it feels like to see your business ideas, something that might have started as a scribble on a napkin, blossom into real functioning enterprises. It's like deeply fulfilling your experience to create something from scratch and watch it succeed. Another significant reward is the freedom and flexibility that comes with being your own boss. This means you get to set your own schedule, make decisions, and steer the business in a direction you choose. It's like conducting your own symphony. You decide the tempo, the melody, and the overall composition. This level of control and autonomy is something that's hard to find in a traditional job. Then there's the impact you make as an entrepreneur. Whether it's providing much-needed jobs in your community, offering a product or service that makes people's lives better, or even advancing a cause you're passionate about, the ripple effect of your actions can be far-reaching. It's about leaving a mark on the world, no matter how big or small. Personal growth is another intricate reward of entrepreneurship. Navigating the world of business ownership is like the masterclass of self-development. You'll learn new skills, push your boundaries, and discover strengths you thought you never had. It's a journey that challenges you, shapes you, and sometimes even reinvents you. While entrepreneurship is undoubtedly a path filled with challenges, it's also brimmed with rewards that can transcend financial success. It offers a sense of fulfillment, autonomy, impact, and personal growth that can be incredibly enriching. Now, let's talk about the reality of challenges, and risk. Running a business is a bit like playing a strategic game, but with real stakes. The first reality check for any entrepreneur is the financial risk. Unlike a salary job, your income as a business owner can fluctuate. Some months you might feel like you've hit the jackpot, and others, well, it might feel like you're scraping at the bottom of the barrel. Then there's the challenge of competition. No matter what business you're in, there's likely someone else doing something similar. Standing out in the crowd of a marketplace requires not just great products or services, but a savvy marketing, customer engaging, and continuous innovation mentality. It's the constant battle to stay relevant and appeal to your customers. Let's also talk about the personal toll. Balancing work and life can be especially tough when your business demands long hours and undivided attention. It's not uncommon for relationships, personal health, and leisure time to take a back seat, especially in the early stages of a business. But here's the thing. While these challenges and risks are real, they're not insurmountable. Think of them as hurdles in a race. They slow you down, yes, but they don't stop you. Managing these risks involves carefully planning, seeking advice from mentors, and sometimes learning the hard way through trial and error. Financial risk can be mitigated with prudent budgeting, diversifying income streams, and keeping a tight leash on expenses. As for competition, it pushes you to be the best you can. It drives innovation and keeps you on your toes, constantly thinking about how to do things better. And yes, the personal toll is tough, but it's also where you learn about balance, setting boundaries, and the importance of taking care of your mental and physical health. It's a journey of personal growth, where you learn as much about running a business as you do about yourself. So, to all the aspiring entrepreneurs out there, remember this. The road to business success is paved with challenges and risks, but it's also where you'll find some of life's most valuable lessons. On this journey, you'll discover not just how to build a business, but how to build resilience, adaptability, and the deeper understanding of what you're truly made of. Let's dive into that facet of entrepreneurship that often goes unsung, yet is incredibly enriching. And that's the personal growth and learning that comes with starting a business. When you decide to start your business, you're signing up for more than just a career change. You're embarking on a journey of personal transformation. Think of it as enrolling in the most intensive, hands-on course in personal development. Unlike traditional jobs where your roles and responsibilities are often predefined, entrepreneurship throws you into a sea of endless learning opportunities. One of the things you'll notice as you dive into the world of entrepreneurship is the sheer skills that you'll develop. From marketing to finance, from customer service to strategic planning, you become a jack of all trades. It's like being a student again, and this time your business is the classroom, and every day brings new lessons. These aren't just business lessons, they're life lessons that will serve you well in many other aspects of your life. Then there's the incredible growth of resilience and problem solving. Starting and running a business is filled with challenges and obstacles. It's like facing a series of puzzles, each one testing your patience and ingenuity. But with each problem you solve, you find yourself becoming more resilient, more capable of tackling the next challenge that comes your way. It's a process that turns you into a stronger, more confident individual. Entrepreneurship also teaches you about risk-taking and decision-making. When you're in charge, every decision from trivial to the transformative rests on your shoulders. It can be daunting, sure, but it's also incredibly empowering. You learn to trust your instincts, to weigh risk against rewards, and to make choices that align with your visions and values. It's a masterclass in becoming more decisive and assertive. let's not forget about the emotional and psychological growth that comes with entrepreneurship. Running a business can be a roller coaster of highs and lows, and navigating this can be an emotional journey like no other. You'll learn about your limits, your passions, and what drives you and what challenges you. It's the voyage of self-discovery that reveals strengths and weaknesses you never knew you had. The personal growth and learning that comes with starting and running a business are among the most valuable aspects of entrepreneurship. They're the kinds of rewards that money can't buy. Rewards that enrich you, not just professionally, but personally. Now let's shift gears and talk about something equally important: the impact beyond profit. When you start a business, there's a broader, more meaningful impact that goes beyond dollars and cents. It's about the difference you make in the world, the footprint you leave behind, and the legacy you build. First, the impact to the community. Starting a business often means creating jobs and opportunities for others. It's like planting a garden in a backyard and watching it become a haven for birds, bees, and butterflies. Your business can bring a livelihood, development, and even revitalization to a local community. Whether it's hiring locally or supporting community projects, your business becomes a pillar of growth and positivity. Then consider the impact on customers. When you start a business, you have the power to enrich lives with the products and services that you're producing. It's about solving problems, fulfilling needs, and sometimes just making someone's day a little brighter. The joy and satisfaction that comes from a happy customer are immeasurable and often more gratifying than the financial rewards. Your business can also be a platform for change. In today's world where consumers are more conscious about where they spend their money, business has the power to advocate for and affect change. Whether it's through sustainable practices, ethical resources, or supporting social causes, your business can be a force for good. It's like having a megaphone through which you can amplify the values and causes you believe in. Moreover, the impact extends to your personal and professional network. As an entrepreneur, you become part of a community of like-minded individuals, other business owners, innovators, and dreamers. The connections you make, the relationships you build, and the collaborations you embark on have far-reaching effects, creating ripples of impacts across industries and sectors. The impact of starting a business goes far beyond profits. It's about the positive change you bring to your community, the value you add to customers' lives, the stands you take upon important issues, and the connections you forge along the way. Now, we'll ask the question again. Is starting a business the right path for you? This is something that goes beyond passion and skill. It's about aligning your personal circumstances, goals, and risk tolerances with a journey of entrepreneurship. Let's break this down. First, consider your personal circumstances. Are you in a position where you can dedicate time, energy, and resources to launching and growing a business? Starting a business isn't a job. It demands your attention, can keep you up at nights, and although it's rewarding, it can be quite demanding. Next, reflect on your goals. What are you looking to achieve? If you're seeking financial independence, the entrepreneur route can be a golden road, although be it a winding one. It's not just about making money, it's about having control over your earnings. If your goal is personal fulfillment, building a business can be immensely satisfying. It's like painting on a vast canvas where you get to create your own picture of success. Risk tolerance is another crucial factor, as we spoke of. But let's be real. Starting a business is risky. It's like jumping on a roller coaster where you can't see quite where the tracks are ahead. Are you comfortable with uncertainty? Can you handle the ups and downs without losing sight of the goal? The journey of entrepreneurship is thrilling, but it's not for the faint of heart. Now, if the idea of creating something new, facing and overcoming challenges, and constantly learning exciting things, then starting a business might be your cup of tea. It's for those who relish the idea of charting their own course, who get a buzz from solving problems, who see failures as a stepping stone rather than a stop sign. It's also worth noting that entrepreneurship isn't just a path of financial independence or personal fulfillment. It's one of many roads. It's like choosing between hiking up a mountain or taking a scenic train ride. Both have their charms and challenges, and the choices depend on what you enjoy and what you're prepared for and what you're prepared to tackle. In summary, the question of whether you're starting a business worth it depends deeply on you. It's a personal choice. It depends on your situation, your aspirations, and how much you're willing to embrace risk and uncertainty. Starting a business is undeniably one of the most significant decisions you'll ever make. It's not just a career choice. It's a lifestyle change, a commitment that goes beyond the standard 9-to-5. It's a decision that can shape your future, redefine you personally and professionally, and have lasting impacts, not just for you, but for those around you and your community at large. Remember, entrepreneurship is not a path chosen for its ease and comfort. It's chosen for the challenge it presents, the growth it nurtures, and the potential to unlock financial freedom. It's for those who see the world not just for what it is, but for what it could be. This path is about creating, innovating, and daring to dream bigger than ever before. Yet with great challenges comes great rewards. Personal independence, financial fulfillment, and the satisfaction of seeing your vision come to life are just a few of the perks that come with being an entrepreneur. It's about building something from the ground up, something that is uniquely yours. So to all the dreamers, innovators, and future entrepreneurs out there, remember this. The journey of starting a business is as rewarding as it is challenging. It's a journey that requires courage, resilience, and an unwavering belief in your vision. But for those who are willing to take the leap, the reward can be beyond measure. Correction. But for those who are willing to take the leap, the rewards can be beyond measure. As we conclude this episode, I want you to think about your own entrepreneur aspirations. Reflect on your goals, your motivations, and your willingness to embrace the entrepreneurial journey with all its ups and downs. The decision to start a business is deeply personal, but remember, you're not alone. There are communities, resources, podcasts like ours ready to support you in this journey. Thank you for joining me. I'm John Reyes, your host of Startup Business 101. I hope today's episode has provided you with valuable insights and maybe, just maybe, the inspiration to take that next step towards your entrepreneurial dream. Remember, the world of business is an adventure waiting to be embarked upon, and your story is yet to be written. Stay motivated, stay inspired, and who knows, maybe your business idea is the next big thing waiting to happen. So keep dreaming, keep planning, and let's make those dreams a reality.
Thank you for listening to Startup Business 101. We appreciate you listening and allowing us to help you start your own business. If you have any questions, please let us know. You can find us at startupbusiness101.com, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Until next time, keep doing great things and never give up on your dreams.